Welcome back to the Girls Talk Ag podcast, Plowing Through the Manure Online, part of the Global Ag Network, where you can find every awesome podcast you ever wanted to hear and then some. So you will find podcasts you didn't even know you wanted to listen to and will enjoy listening to them. I am here today with the girls, obviously. I got Jen, and she's in Colorado, so if she's a little slow to respond, we'll know why. Right, Jen? The Mile High City.
Yeah, I'm here in Gunnison, Colorado, with a mountain view that is beautiful, so I really don't even mind working a little while.
Are you?
Yeah, visiting my sister, having a good time.
Yeah, I think I could handle that view.
I don't have to feed hogs, so what more could I ask for?
Right, exactly. And then we have Karen, and she's in beautiful Illinois.
Yes.
That's right. Home of the, what were they going to change the Fighting Illini to?
Oh, the Alma Otters. Yeah, we're not talking about that.
And so super exciting today, though. We have a guest coming to us from Washington, D.C. I feel like a big deal just dialing a number into Washington, D.C. We have Jonna Miller with us from American Farm Bureau. Hi, Jonna.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, you know what's funny is yesterday I was in Colorado, so I was in the Mile High City, and we could have done this podcast, you know, while I was in Colorado, too, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's just it, yeah, that's it. You've been on the road, though, for like 10 days, you said.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's the busy time, meeting time of the year for the Farm Bureau, right before everything really ramps up planting time, we try to squeeze all our meetings in.
Well, meetings are super fun. How do you, the reason I hate meeting season the most is the food is always too good. And so what a stupid complaint, right? Like, but I'm like, you're sabotaging my diet with the cherry pie. Yeah. Especially Farm Bureau meetings. Like, they do not mess around with the food.
Right. There's always, like, cookies and all. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I would have a hard time. So
we talk about the Farm Bureau 15. We do when you join up. It's the Farm Bureau 15.
Oh, that would make perfect sense. Yeah, I would be like the person, though, that I'm always an overachiever. So for me, it'd be the Farm Bureau 30. I just. But we're excited. We're talking to you this week, Jonna, because of Farm Bureau's County Leader Week. So tell us what that is. I mean, I've been a part of Farm Bureau for a long time. I've always enjoyed the different events that come, you know, throughout the year. And I'll be honest, I've been out of it for a little bit because I moved to Iowa, moving back to Michigan, and trying to get back into my local county board here. So County Leader Week's a new one to me anyway, and probably to a lot of our listeners. So tell us a little bit about it, what it is, what you guys are looking to accomplish, and all that good stuff.
Well, we really want to celebrate the true grassroots of the American Farm Bureau. I mean, the county farm bureaus are where everything starts for us. And so those county leaders sometimes don't get as celebrated as much as we think they deserve to be celebrated. And we want to make sure that the actions, the work that they do gets highlighted, and that maybe we also share information on ways that county leaders can be more successful and ways that they can make their farm bureaus more influential.
Interesting. It's a great mission to have, especially considering, like you said, I mean, volunteering really is a thankless task, right? And Farm Bureau is a lot of volunteering, and Farm Bureau volunteers seem to get a lot of grief. You know, it seems to be the common conversation out there where, you know, a lot of people like to complain about what's going on, but not a lot of people are volunteering to join in. Now, Jen, I know you're a part of your local board, and you had a couple questions about, you know, what it looks like on your side, directly to you.
Yeah. So I serve on our Johnson County Farm Bureau Board. I'm in charge of social media, which, you know, I love social media. We all know that. I probably don't do the greatest job, but I do the best I can. Johnson County Farm Bureau, look us up on Facebook and like our page. Please interact. I think that being involved is obviously important. I'm kind of excited about this year because I don't recall this happening before. So, like, is this the first year for this? Because even as part of a board, I don't recall this last year, but then I slept since then, so, and I don't have the best memory.
this is the second year that we've been doing this. At least I'm virtually positive that's the case. So let me get back to you and make double sure of that. But the second year that we've really had this celebration, and it's a little different because, you know, the way our structure is, we at American Farm Bureau primarily deal with the state farm bureaus. That's just the way it works. But we wanted to make sure that all those county leaders get the props that they deserve on a nationwide scale, and that we highlight their hard work, and we highlight the fact that we realize that they're the key to everything, and that we wouldn't exist at all if it wasn't for those county leaders who make sure that the folks really, you know, down there at planting and doing all the work, who decide to be engaged in our organization, really get some credit.
And what are you doing for the event?
Well, we have a whole bunch of things that we're highlighting. So we have different podcasts and different conference calls and things, so that our leaders can have a chance to, you know, hear from folks at the top, you know, about who are working with Congress on different issues, and ways for them to, you know, reach out and talk about the things that they're doing.
So I always hear, you know, grassroots, using my air quotes here, is like a big thing with Farm Bureau,
right?
Which, and that's what you mean, like we're going back to the county level, back down to the membership, because that's where it starts.
Right. You know, because some states, you know, some states are bigger states and they have a lot of resources to be able to do a lot of things for their county leaders, but not all states are that fortunate, you know, to be really big and have those resources. And so this is a chance to, you know, make sure that all of these county leaders get some resources and some, you know, some props.
So, yeah, so this gives a chance for people who can't attend meetings or don't have that time to get away, or, you know, are in the midst of spring planting. I know it's kind of early, but getting that planter ready, feeding the hogs, you know, doing the work, doing the town job, things, it's a chance for everyone to listen in. And Facebook Live allows you to answer or ask questions. So it's a great chance to get involved without actually having to, like, take time off, you know, spend some money to go to a meeting, things like that.
Right, exactly. You know, and we know that all these folks are really busy. We know that there's a lot of things going on. So we want to make sure that that they, you know, can tune in when the time is right, so that each day at 1 o'clock Eastern time, we have these different programs that they can join into. So, you know, being a board member, you know, sort of government issues to deal with. Because, you know, if you're new to these things, it's kind of complicated, you know, how these things work and how to be a good board member.
It's a definite time commitment issue. You know, if you've never done it, you wonder if you can just anyone do it? I don't have experience. But you definitely, you know, if there's people out there with an interest in giving back to their community and the ag community, this is a great way to do it and to find out some information about how to get involved.
Yeah, I think that there's, especially like if you're trying to convince somebody to be on your county board, then listening to the being a board member podcast or a presentation by our president, Zippy Duvall, and our executive vice president, Dale Moore, would be really beneficial. And then there's also the on the Thursday, we have one on advocacy and policy development. And, you know, that really, I think that has an impact for everybody, even if they're not necessarily what you normally think of as a leader, as somebody who's on the board. But you can still be a leader without being on the board. You know, you can be a leader in advocacy and a leader with policy development, because, you know, anybody can suggest a policy and anybody can come up with ideas for good advocacy.
Well, and it doesn't have to be just on the, you know, national level or on the state level. I know in our local County Farm Bureau, we do a lot with community engagement. So we try to be, you know, involved with our local college, which is Illinois State University, and with the ag students there. And then we make sure that we do a lot of ag in the classroom to get to our urban schools. And we do a huge education exhibit at the local fair so that we can try and reach more people also. So there's a lot you can do within the county too. The state doesn't have to seem so overwhelming.
I think that's what I love most about Farm Bureau, honestly, is it really could set a lot of examples for other other groups, you know, maybe industry groups,
right.
Maybe, you know, your local, your state corn growers or your something of that nature. Is it really is a group of people working from on the, you know, out in the streets, out
right.
in the grocery store, just one person individually that's a member of Farm Bureau, to a county board, to a state board. You know, you have your region, you have your districts, you have your state, and then you have the federal. And I mean, and it's a line of communication from top to very, very bottom, which I think is a great setup.
Yeah, and that's one of my main training programs that I go out to the states to talk about, is how to be an advocate, you know, through social media, and how, you know, we really need to mm-hmm. be using this so much more, and that we can be really effective that way.
Yeah, once again, you know, we all do social media, or almost all of us, so this is a great opportunity
yep.
for people to learn that aren't already involved in the County Farm Bureau, or if they are, how they can get more involved. It's you know, we've got Facebook and Twitter, and this is a good way to stay involved. The way they analytics on Facebook works, it's great to have those shares. And so
yeah.
if you don't have time to serve on the county board, or if that's what you want to do, this is a great way to participate. Sitting in your chair at home watching TV of an evening, you know, do those Facebook shares, comment on those.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, I think of us as the ultimate grassroots organization, because, you know, all of our policies that, you know, and we're a policy organization, really, and, you know, all of our policies start at the county level. And, you know, any voting member of a county board, which they decide who those voting members are, but, you know, they can put forward a policy that they think is important for their area, and it works its way up to, you know, and if it is a national issue, it works its way up all the way to the American Farm Bureau's policy meeting. So, yeah, it starts definitely from the ground up.
And that's kind of, like you said, where the grassroots things come in. It does start with members. And then you've also, and members can do that social media thing. Because that's how Facebook analytics work. You know, you share those posts on Facebook and comment on them and like other counties and like this national organization and your state organization or other states or other counties. But when Facebook sees those, it passes, you know, like that you're liking it, it passes those on. Oh, so so-and-so likes it. Maybe so-and-so will also like it.
Yeah, it makes absolutely perfect sense to do that.
So tell me again, these are going to be Facebook Lives. They're going to be on 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like that's Eastern time. So these will probably be, I think Facebook Live does this, they'll be recorded so that, like, you know, those people who can't tune in right at 1 o'clock on Eastern time can watch these later in the evening, watch them the next day. You know, obviously when it's Facebook Live, your questions may be answered later if you're asking questions, but that way you can watch them at your convenience.
Yeah, making sure that, yeah, we want to make sure that people can take advantage of, you know, because it's not on everybody's timetable, you know, 1 o'clock is not going to be a perfect time for everyone. So making sure that it's available for others, I'm sure that's a priority.
So what can we do on a county level to make sure that people are getting involved? Obviously share it on Facebook, invite people that might not know about it, that might be interested in serving.
I think that, one, putting it out there on your social, on your Facebook page, on your county Facebook page, letting them know about that. That way, you know, if you've got a board meeting coming up, you know, making sure that your board members know about this, you know, any information, if you send out regular information to your different board members, that you know, make sure that this information is in the of your communications with them. And I think that, you know, some of those county board members, if you've got a couple of other people that you've got your eye on, that you think, hey, this would be someone who I think should really consider moving up and work, you know, working towards the county board level, that that maybe you put the bug in their ear that they might want to listen to some of these presentations as well and hear what these different folks have to say. Because, you know, maybe they are interested in policy development, or maybe they are interested in advocacy efforts, or how do we get more members, you know, into the organization. And, you know, there might be people who you think would be really good for these different conversations. So knowing what they are and then just, you know, getting the word out there to those folks that you think would most benefit.
Yeah. I think it's great that it's going to be online. Because it is harder to travel. I mean, you know, you got to make arrangements for the kids, somebody to do, you know, take time off work, or somebody to take care of the work if you're farming. And a lot of people, for lack of a better phrase, live in their phones now, and that's how we communicate. You know, it used to be getting out and going to meetings and things, and now so much is in our phone that I think this is a great way to do something like this that can get more people involved than that could travel to meetings like that.
Yeah, we found that's, you know, that's more and more an issue because, you know, younger people, it's a generational difference, which is one of those workshops that we do, is the difference between the generations, and that, you know, the generations of the baby boomer folks loved going to community meetings and loved getting out there and having that social time to meet with, you know, their people who had similar interests that they do. And, you know, the Gen Xers and the millennials, that's just not something that they do, you know? And so this is reaching out. Right. They don't need to do that. Right.
Yeah. No, I agree. And so, you know, tell us a little bit, you know, kind of going back, how did you get started in Farm Bureau? Because you've been with them for quite some time, right?
Absolutely. Right. Well, so I used to be in broadcast journalism. So I worked at, you know, television stations in North Carolina and West Virginia. And then I ended up moving to Richmond and starting to work for the Virginia Farm Bureau. So I worked for the Virginia Farm Bureau for about 5 years before moving up to the national level, moving up I-95 a little bit. And so I've been here at American Farm Bureau for 19 years now, which blows my mind. And so the first 12 of that, I was in the communications department. So I did the podcast and videos and those kinds of things and started with the media training for our members, for our board members, for our staff. And then I kind of switched over to doing that kind of training full time. So now I'm up with the leadership, education, and engagement team. So because I'm doing this training, you know, this kind of training for all of our members all over the place. And that's going just back one second about you were saying, you know, a way to share this information. That's because our AFBF people obviously can't go to every county and be able to meet with all these counties. You know, President Duvall and our Executive Vice President Dale Moore, you know, they don't have, you know, enough. There aren't enough hours in the day for them to get out there and meet with all these different counties, except for when we can do it this way, in this kind of online conversation where literally every county in the country could tune in for this and get the chance to have these conversations if they want.
I like that. That's very interesting to me. But what is your favorite part about being involved in Farm Bureau? Is it just being able to meet all of the people, the travel, being a part of such a great grassroots movement? You know, it's kind of a,
all of yeah. are great, yeah. I love the travel. I love knowing that I know people in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. That's pretty cool to know that I can reach out to folks. But I'd say the best part of it for me is when you're trying to share some idea or some philosophy and you can tell that somebody gets it. You know, that you have made an impression and that they're excited to go out and use whatever you've been working with them on. So if it's media training or social media or public speaking, any of those things, and they come up to you afterwards and say, wow, that was really interesting and I'm going to go try this and, you know, I'm going to do more of this, then you just feel like you earned your pay for the week, you know, and it's a great feeling.
I can imagine. I just know, you know, any state conference, I've only attended at the state level, but I've had several different conferences, and I don't know. There's just something about it where it's almost an electric feeling of people learning and being excited. So I could see why that would be a very fun, it would just be great. I mean, like you said, you feel like you've earned your pay for the week. Like, so it would just be nice to actually feel that excitement kind of carry on from, you know, the development when you guys are putting it together to when it actually is put in place and handed out to the members across the country. So I think that's pretty exciting. Do you guys have any other questions?
Yeah, you want to give us the dates one more time, kind of so we can get those written down?
Yeah, so it's April 1st through 5th. And, right, so it's the tentative schedule at this point is at 1 o'clock Eastern every day from April 1st through 5th. There'll be a different topic. And so for Monday, it's being a board member, which is hosted by our president, Zippy Duvall, and our executive vice president, Dale Moore. So, you know, getting the top dog there. You know, how to be a board member in general, what your responsibilities are as a board member. And then Tuesday is about governance because, you know, that's the complicated, for me, that would be the unfun part of being a board member, but it's absolutely important. And you have to know these things of how to have good governance and be doing things the right way. That's hosted by Mary Pat Wayback, who's our deputy general counsel, and Amy Gill, who's our director of legal services. Wednesday is all about planning, you know, how to plan for your County Farm Bureau to, you know, in whatever you want to achieve, you know, how to go about making that happen. And that's hosted by Margie Wolf, who is my big boss. She's the Vice President of Leadership Education and Engagement, and Maggie Good, who's the Assistant Director of Member Engagement, and she's in charge also of our Women's Leadership Committee. And then Thursday is Advocacy and Policy Development, which, you know, is sort of, you know, those roots of what Farm Bureau is all about. And that's hosted by Randy Dwyer. He's the Director of Advocacy and Grassroots Development, and Veronica Nye, who's one of our economists. And then Friday is all about membership. And, you know, membership is pretty key. You got to have membership to be a good growing organization. You don't want to be stagnant. And that's hosted by Robin Kinney, who is our Senior Director of Member Engagement. And, you know, I guess from what I hear, there will be prizes for folks who are engaged online, some little gifts out there, and some donations to County Farm Bureau. So some other incentives to tune in.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds cool. I'm excited. So April 1st through the 5th, put that on your calendars right now. And
I think you caught every farmer's attention when you said prize. Yeah,
yeah, that's why I made sure to get that in there.
Right. Farmers do love free stuff, right? You had me at prizes, so. So anything else that you would like to add? Any other questions, you guys, before we wrap it up and let Jana get back to all of the important things that she does?
Nope, I'm good. And I just posted there would be prizes on Johnson County Farm Bureau Facebook's page, so we will get some attention. Why don't you give us your online handles and pages real quick? I think it's your Facebook page is American Farm Bureau Federation, and I think your Twitter is just at Farm Bureau.
Yeah, we do have Twitter. So if you go to www.fb.org, which is our main Facebook, our main website, and then you go under events and look under 2019 Farm Bureau County Leader Week. You will find it there. And then on our Facebook, American Farm Bureau, our Facebook page, we'll have a lot of information on there about that. Farm Bureau is our Twitter page, and we're posting a lot of stuff just about the event in general there. So we're trying to use as much social media as we possibly can out there.
Well, I think that's great. I think that's fantastic. So if you guys have any questions listener-wise, reach out to us and we'll get them answered for you. But otherwise, we'd like to see you guys tune in and take part in this great event, very exciting event for sure, and a good way to say thank you for everything that you're doing out there as a leader and an advocate for agriculture and all of those great things. So with that, Jonna, you know, we really, really appreciate you joining in and coming on and telling us all about County Leader Week. Again, April 1st through 5th, you know, make sure you're prepared for that. And yeah, we just really thank you for your time and are really looking forward to being a part of a really exciting week.
And thank you very much for promoting this. It's really important to us and a great way for us to get the word out. We certainly appreciate your help in doing that.
That's right. Well, we only promote things that we are excited about for sure. So this is something that's new for us, and we're really excited to be a part of it, like we said. So we appreciate you coming on. Anything you guys want to add, girls, before we wrap her up for the week?
Nope, I'm good.
You good? All righty. Well, we appreciate you listening. We'll be back next week. Have a good one.